page 548. We were picking up this last time. Page 548, Mishnah 50. 548. Shammai Omer, Shammai says, Atzei Torah Sakeva, make your Torah a set pursuit. Shammai Omer, Atzei Torah Sakeva, make your Torah a set pursuit. Emor ma'at va'asei harbe, say little and do a lot. So the mekabel is kol ha'odam v'sever panim yafas. Greet everybody with a friendly countenance. Three precious pieces of advice that Shammai gives us. We'll see later what the connection is between the three of them. The first one is, Asei Torah Sakeva. Make your Torah a set pursuit. The two understandings of Keva means, number one, the Torah that you study, you shall make it set within you. It means whatever you study, try to retain it, understand it, retain it, and keep it. Keva Kovea means to set something. When you make a mezuzah, and you put up a mezuzah, the breath of Rikvoa mezuzah, what's the word, the best word in English? How does it translate it? If you set, fixed. You want to fix it. You know, fix it within you. If you studied it, retain it. Number one. Number two, Asei Torah Sakeva means that you have to set times for Torah study. If you would have two people, one guy who studies Torah whenever he feels like it, he studies Torah, and he studies Torah 15 hours a week. An hour here, half hour here, 45 minutes here, really enjoys it. You have another guy who studies Torah 7 hours a week, but it's every morning from 6 to 7 before davening, or every night when he comes home, he goes to Daf Yomi Shir. Which one of them has greater respect and greater love for Torah? The rule is that generally in life, anything that's important to you, you have a set time for it. If it's really important to you, you have a set time for it. If you jog, you have a set time when you jog. If you read the daily paper, you have a set time. On the subway, on the way home, that's when I read the paper. And in the morning, with my coffee, that's when I read. It's really important to you. You have a set time for it, and woe to anyone who speaks to you while you're doing this important, while you are reading the paper. Or woe to anybody who would think of interrupting your piano practice. Right? If it's really important, if you're serious about anything you're serious about in life, you have a set time for it. And it's kind of like, all right, and I'll grab you and I'll flip on the TV, see what's on. Right? And if you're a serious TV watcher, or at least you have a serious program that you watch on TV, and that you don't miss, you know. Okay, you know, nobody talked to me between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock on Tuesday nights, right? Because there's a special show on TV where somebody's killing somebody else, right? So I don't want to, you know, this I can't miss, right? Because I have enough of those shows on TV, so I got to make sure 8 to 9 Tuesday night, I cannot be contacted, right? What if there's some guy at the door who wants to collect tzedakah, or what if they need you at the shul, or what if somebody needs to get a hold of you for business? Nothing, sorry. Off limits, 8 to 9, I don't exist. This is important, which is, everybody's got the thing that's important to them. At the end of the day, the person who it is important to him will have a set time for it. If your Torah study is important to you, Daf Yomi, or learning the Parsha, or Halacha, whatever it is that you do, if it's important to you, you will have a set time for it. So the first thing he says is, Asei Torah Sakeva, make your Torah a fixed practice. Make it something that you are constantly immersed in, something that you have set times for. Emor ma'at va'asei harbe. Say little and do a lot. Right? Say little and do a lot means that what we call, say in English, you know, let your actions do the talking. Emor ma'at va'asei harbe, let your actions do the talking. Somebody once pointed out, if you're good at something, people will find out about it. If you're not good at it, why would you want anybody to find out about it? Right? So, you know, if you're good at it, no need to announce what you're going to do. All you got to do is do it. And if you do it, then we'll all find out about it. Muhammad Ali. I don't know if you guys. I once saw him at an airport, actually. I saw Muhammad Ali went to the airport in Chicago. So I stood there for about 20 minutes watching people who noticed him. That was funny. Better watching him. Now, better watching him was watching people who are walking. Well, watching people try not to stare. That was really the him. You know, he was drooling on himself. You know, it was interesting. Him. You know, but watching people watch him, that was really interesting. So I remember he fought Kenny Norton. You know, Ali was known for his poetic and nonstop mouth. and he fought Kenny Norton, and Kenny Norton broke his jaw. Kenny Norton broke it. I think he lost three fights, and one of them Kenny Norton broke his jaw. So Time magazine, on the front cover of that week, Time magazine had a picture of Ali's broken jaw, and the caption underneath was, "The jaw is broken, but the mouth lives on." And those Time magazines, right? And I always use that as an example. You know, now what good is all your talk about what you're going to do to the guy if you're the one who ended up with a broken jaw, right? So if you're going to do it, then just get in the ring and do it. Right? But if you're going to talk about it, you talk about it, and then nothing happens. So what do you look like now? What's all the talk worth? So the Mishnah comes along and says, "And more matzah say, I would say little and do a lot." Right? The best way to achieve anything in life, you don't have to talk about it. Just do it. If you're able to do it, do it. If you're not able to do it, don't talk about it. What do you want to do? Then there's really nothing to talk about. And the last point is that the Mekabalus Kolodim Zaver Pani Melech was greet everybody with a friendly countenance. That you should try to make a point of smiling at people and looking friendly, because everybody feels in life that they need approval. And it's the most basic form of approval, somebody who smiles at you. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says, somebody who smiles at somebody else, it's as if he's given him a cup of milk to drink. If you smile at somebody else, as you whiten your teeth, the expression is more used, actually, the expression is more, someone who whitens his teeth to somebody else, is as if he's given him a cup of milk. Right? Which itself needs an explanation, because when's the last time you gave somebody a cup of milk? Somebody comes into your house, you give them a beer, you give them a Coke, you know, why a cup of milk? Right? When's the last time a guest came here? You want something here? I'll give you a cup of milk. You know, since I'm 4 years old, I haven't had a cup of milk since I'm 4 years old. You know, and so what's with the milk? Right? The answer is that milk is always symbolic of basic nutrition. Right? Drink milk, you know, like you're big and strong, right? I mean, then you could do an advertisement for milk with a white mustache and make millions of dollars too, right? So you know, drink milk. At the end of the day, milk represents nutrition. In everybody's mind, milk is basic nutrition. Little humans drink little human milk, right? Little cows drink cow milk, but milk is basic nutrition. The most basic emotional nutrition for a person is approval. People need to be approved of. And therefore, if you smile at somebody else, smiling is the most obvious form of approval from another human being. If you smile at another human being, then it's as if you have given him a cup of milk. Right? This is one hamal bin shinav l'chavero, one who whitens his teeth to somebody else, is as if he's given him a cup of milk. Now, that's the three ideas presented as individual ideas. Right? Make your Torah a set pursuit, say a little bit and do a lot, and greet everybody with a friendly countenance. But there are two other ideas over here. One is, what's the connection between these three things? What is the connection here? Where's the connection between make your Torah a fixed practice, say little and do a lot, and greet everybody with a friendly countenance? What's the connection between where do these three interrelate? Anybody see what connection to the possibly be here today? So if you think about it, first of all, isn't it ironic who's saying this? Who's saying this?
Shammai.
What do we know about Shammai and the Gemara? Remember the guy who came to Shammai, right? They asked him a question, Shammai chased him out with a blunt object. Right? Then he went to Hillel, and the second guy came, Shammai chased him out with a blunt object, and he went to Hillel, and the third guy came, and Shammai chased him out, and then he went to Hillel too. Shammai is also the one who's always Machmir, right? In Halacha, who's Machmir? Shammai is Machmir, Hillel's Mekel, right? What emerges? What kind of image picture do you have of Shammai? Right? Kind of, you get this image of he's the stern, strict. Right? Now, it just wouldn't cut it. The nature of Musar is such that anybody ever corrects you in life, you're only willing to be corrected by somebody who themselves is practicing it. Somebody says, you know what, you ought to practice better table manners. Well, if this guy himself has a fistful of mashed potatoes, you know, I'm not really interested in hearing from him. If Mr. Etiquette says, if somebody says, yeah, your roommate says, you stop talking Lashon Hara. Well, listen, gutter mouth, you know, worry about yourself first. Yeah, the Chabad Chaim says you stop talking Lashon Hara, that you're willing to listen to. Because in the nature of character improvement, you only accept rebuke from somebody who themselves represents either perfection or close to it in that area. Can you imagine Shammai? These are lessons that he taught his Talmidim. Yeah, Shammai. If Shammai is the way we imagine him, can you imagine Shammai saying to his Talmidim,
greet everybody with a friendly countenance.
Somehow that lesson wouldn't make it. So if Shammai said, "Having mekavlus kolodim sefer panim yafos," he must have had a sefer panim yafos. Shammai was as sweet as sugar. Why did he chase people out with a blunt object? There, the commentaries explain, because they were insulting Torah. He could be very sweet. He must have smiled as he chased them out with the blood tie. Goodbye. All right, run. Right. But at the end of the day, there was a principle. It wasn't a personality. It wasn't like he was in a bad mood and he chased them out. It was because he's standing up for principle. The connection between the three is Shammai is presenting us with a recipe for intensity. Study Torah. Have fixed intervals for studying Torah. Say little and do a lot. You can misinterpret that. I'm involved in Torah study, and I don't talk a lot, so you become very, very rigid in your interpersonal relationships. Because you're so busy focusing on Torah study and accomplishing, because you're not talking a lot while you're doing, that you could become insensitive and rigid in your personal interpersonal relationships. Therefore, what does he emphasize? He emphasizes that the Mekabos call it and putting up. Just make sure, don't get lost in yourself. Right. Don't get all lost in your own spiritual pursuit. Make sure that you keep your focus outwards as well. If you want to work on yourself, that's great, and you should, but make sure you keep focused on other people. And the last point is, we have to stop, but the last point is that Shammai says that at Mormatva Seharbe, he says, if you learn Torah. In other words, the first understanding is that the three are interconnected. The second understanding is that one leads to the next. You learn Torah at fixed times. And you say little and you do a lot. That means you're completely immersed in working on yourself and in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in Torah and in mitzvahs. Then the result, the natural result is that you are going to greet people with a friendly countenance. Because you will be filled with so much inner satisfaction as a result of what you're trying to do, that inner satisfaction is going to spill over and carry over to other people. Therefore, he's not just only telling you what to do, he's telling you what the results are going to be. Learn Torah, be focused on doing what has to be done, and as a result, you'll greet people with a friendly countenance. So, guys, I have to leave that to get to the doctor.